round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around.
This is Get About with Guide Dogs Victoria, and this is your presenter Jackie Stevens with my faithful guide dog Andres. And don't forget, if you want to contact them, their phone number is 9 854 4444, and they've got lots of interesting and different items on their website, guidedogsvictoria.com.au. And this is another programme where I'm interviewing John Gosling, about 40 years with Guide Dogs Victoria. So here we go, 40 years, John. Can you believe it?
I can, yes. It's been a wonderful and exciting time, and good evening to you and to our listeners. And reflecting over this journey has been quite an insightful time for me as well, to just think of all that has happened, because you tend to get in a situation of thinking day to day and always thinking of the future, but it's nice to go back and see where you've come from.
We were at the situation where we're talking about the International Guide Dog Federation.
We were, and we talked about my time as an assessor and also to completing a study tour to be able to bring information back to guide dogs here in Australia, and particularly now to Guide Dogs Victoria. I did spend quite a bit of time going to different schools and completing assessments, and up to about a number of about 16 assessments now. But in 1998, I was nominated to go for a position on the board of the International Federation. And for the next 8 years, I provided service. And it's a voluntary service that the member organisations contribute over time. And during that period, mostly involved in the area of guide dog instructor education. And we worked on a training working group that developed the first international curriculum for guide dog instructors. And that has been developed now further on, that we have had a training task force that is looking at developing the qualification further and introducing orientation and mobility into the actual curriculum, because not all countries have the benefit of having like the marvellous courses that we have here in Australia, and in our case at La Trobe University, where there's a postgraduate course in orientation and mobility. And we've been able to now develop it so that we can use it as a model to provide to member organisations and countries and developing organisations to be able to be used as a format for the education of instructors. And a part of that will be distance learning, where we're able to establish modules that can be presented online and be able to be supported by practical visitations from experienced supervising instructors, in particular to developing countries.
Yeah, because we've got, did you say 32 members?
We've got actually 84 members at the moment of the Federation. They're in about 27 countries. And it's interesting to look at it now that the new development actually is in countries like South America, where we've had inquiries from Uruguay and Chile, Venezuela, Brazil, Argentina, and also in mainland China, where there's been work done by one of my colleagues that is working with Vision Australia. He's been supporting the Chinese program at Dalian University up in China with the development of their guide dog program. And also in Eastern Europe. In fact, the last assessment I did was in Poland, where you had the development of a new program, and as organisations are shifting from the history of communism and the government sort of state type run programs to one now of being more of a democratic sort of commercial type program that is reliant on individual funding, same as what we've been used to here in Australia for so many years. But it's pretty tough for them as they shift from one to the other. And though you can't help but be inspired by some of these young trainee guide dog trainers and cadets who have one or two dogs at a time, which they have in their own homes. They carry out a normal job for half the day, or they might be in university, and they do training and or puppy raising and the like during the rest of the day, and they only receive the very basic minimal wage for doing this. But it was you know, very impressive the way that they'd already gone about setting up a breeding program and being able to utilise dogs from commercial breeders of good quality, that of gun dogs and show dogs, and they've been able to use the model of puppy raising, and they were greatly supported by a very impressive young woman who came out from Slovakia here to Victoria and did the Amsden Scholarship. And this was Ivana Belizova, and she returned to Slovakia and worked on getting the program updated there, but then also started to help develop the program in Poland and provided workshops for the staff there, and also for being able to be the standard assessor, so that any time they were training guide dogs or training vision impaired people with them, she would go to do the final check. And this is sort of developing on further now as well.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep in touch with her because we have had her on the program, John, from when she was a cadet to when she was taking the dogs back. So I'd really like to keep in touch to see how her school's going and everything like that. But that's what with your international side of things, when we've been having the cadets from Japan and all that, you've been instrumental in helping all of that too.
Yes, that's been a really special part of my my working life, is working with international students and supporting programs for the development of the concept of guide dog mobility throughout the world. And having the Amsden Scholarship has been one way we've been able to support this program.
When you think about it, you've almost come full circle doing the training of the dogs again, John. And I'd like to thank you also for coming in and giving us the benefit of all your experience of 40 years with Guide Dogs Victoria, because it's been fantastic to listen to all about the international stuff that you've been doing. And as you say, working beginning at 22, going through the guide dog cadetship, then the O&M, and then the international work, and then back to part-time training with the dogs. It's just brilliant that you're doing all this. And thank you for coming in and telling us all about it.
Jackie, it's been my pleasure to do this. And, you know, one of the things that's continually inspired me is the courage of blind people and also the devotion and loyalty of guide dogs, and those working together can achieve wonderful things.
And to finish the program, John, could you give us the highlight or one of the highlights of your 40 years with Guide Dogs Victoria?
Jackie and listeners, probably looking back over the years, one of the consistent themes has been is the fact that here in Australia we are very outward looking, we're visionary in that regard, to look at what is the best and the latest and the best opportunity of upgrading qualities of services. And I think this really came about right from the very beginning when Keith Holsworth came out from England, and then with Eric Ashley in 1955-57, where there was thinking there are ways that we can go about utilising dogs that that haven't been done before, and that we were able to upgrade the service to fit the Australian conditions. And we were able to recognise that real highlight was seeing the rehabilitative model coming about, and where people had an opportunity of taking guide dogs as a part of their working life, their vocational life, their education, their family life. And that's been exciting to see this progressively happening. And I think one of the things that stays in my mind is how important family is. When you look at working with families and the like, and I know in my case with my wife, Chris, you know, if I've done 40 years, she's done every one of those years as well. So that's been a tremendous highlight for me, to have always that support, that encouragement, those sacrifices that has allowed me to do what I've done, and I've loved it all the way.
Thank you, John Gosling. That's wonderful. 40 years with Guide Dogs Victoria. And you've been listening to Get About with Guide Dogs Victoria. Their contact phone number is 9854 4444. And join us again next week at the same time for another edition. This is Jackie Stevens with my faithful guide dog, Andris. Till next week, catch ya.